And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hex Hollow.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Klingons, the Clanks. You're listening to Sitovitz and the Fireflies of February right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Klingons, a track called The Clanks. That's from an album that comes out on the 29th of this month called Unmakeupable, which is a play on the fact that when the Klingons go on stage, I say the Klingons. When Klingons go on stage, they wear clown makeup. They are utterly bizarre to watch live. And this new album is possibly the most bizarre album they've ever done. I'm very fortunate that the lead singer Titch sent me some of the tracks from the forthcoming album, Unmakeupable, out on the 29th of the 6th. Every single one of them is great, and every single one of them is a bit nuts.
Okay.
As you just heard, that one is possibly my favourite from the album, but there are other ones that I really like as well. What I want to know is, what is Klingons' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Klingons.
Facebook.com/Klingons Clowns. KLINGONZ KLOWNS. Klingons Clowns. Polly B and Internet One, Tony Nil. And Klingons are playing at the Psychobilly meeting in a few weeks' time, which I am going to. So expect a Psychobilly meeting special in a week or two. And expect more Klingons then. Right. I've got some additional material for you. If you've got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. That's what Jeff's done. Let's hear his thing. So proud of that.
Should be.
Jeff says, my girlfriend handed me a clean towel and asked me to put it in its place. So I pointed at it and said, you're only a towel. And was reminded yet again of just how lucky this woman is to be in the presence of my greatness. Jeff, P.S. You'd think Sorry, P.S. You'd think a Philharmonic Orchestra would have at least one harmonica. Oh, by the way, I don't really think Tony is boring. I just don't want him to get above himself. Jeff seems to be making quite a few decisions for us these days, but that was very welcome. If you can do anything near as well as that, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tiny email, comedy suburbs. Right, track two. Wolf, Tony.
Okay.
Swiss trash rock, straight out of the woods. There's a lot of kind of... I'm not saying that they sound like the Cramps, they don't, but they're down that end of things, right? I think they were two-piece, I think.
Okay.
And I very sensibly put in their place the Klingons website. So I'm just going out... Can you talk about yourself a minute while I find Wolf? That's on you, isn't it?
That's them, isn't it?
Just say the alphabet backwards.
At this early part of the show, I'm not used to providing such content. I didn't see it coming at all.
That's all right. I'm there. There already, mate. What is Wolf's website?
Wolfwolf.com.
Wolfwolfband.com. Probably means there too, Tony Neil. Sorry about that. That was a random way of doing it. Yeah. Ah, right. I don't think I could find their website before. That's why that happened. I'm not sure why I should find it so hard. This is their fourth album that's out right now, which is rather impressive. I don't think they've come to our attention before now. But anyway, here they are, Wolf. Paulie Beans at 2, Tony Neil, Heavy Sick. Listening to DeZorro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Wolf, a track called Heavy Sick. Find out more about them, wolfwolfband.com. Quite pleased to say Paulie Beans at 2, Tony Neil, after last week's beating. Now then, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Very well.
What you got?
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do pop along to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. Do get in touch if you can, please. We're not getting a lot of messages these days. We know Facebook is a dying art. But don't forget, if you do want to post, just reply to last week's show post that we put up every week, and we shall see it there. Just the one this week, and it's from This Could Be Your Music Label.
Love that label.
And they just say, thanks for the support of our label band, June Rest. which we must have played on the show, and I have clearly forgotten because I have a memory for Goldfish. There you go.
Yeah, it was last week. But actually, we've played a couple of theirs recently. They've been sending us through some really good stuff.
Ah, cool. Well, there you go.
And they're the Dutch label.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that rings a bell.
Yeah.
And that's all I've got.
So that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle, well, I will just say one thing about Facebook. Mm. I understand why a lot of younger people have left Facebook.
Yeah.
Because it has been replaced by old whingers. I think it was in lockdown, it really happened, wasn't it? That there's suddenly a load of old whingers at home started whinging about things. I was one of them. Mm. But it got very, very political. It used to be quite a good, fun place, didn't it? And then it got tribal and really political. And everyone started going, you know, my favourite expression for absolutely everyone I can't stand. Everyone started going, nah, 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 nah. And they haven't stopped. And England played Serbia last night.
Mm.
And at the start, the England fans booed the Serbian national anthem. And immediately, everyone went to the face going, oh, isn't it pathetic, England fans, oh, it's terrible, oh, it's so disrespectful. They booed the Serbian anthem. Nah, 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 nah. Completely avoiding the fact that just before that, the English national anthem had been roundly booed by the Serbians. That's why they did it back.
It's pantomime, isn't it?
And I've never minded people booing anthems anyway. I mean, it adds to the atmosphere in the ground, adds a bit of tension, makes it exciting. But nevertheless, we did it reactively. The Serbians had booed our anthem, so we booed theirs. That's it. That's getting your own back. There's no need to. I just think the vast majority of people that went to Facebook to moan about that don't like football. They just had the thing on at the start, hoping we would boo the Serbian anthem, and jumped onto Facebook, paying no attention to the fact that the Serbs booed us first. Well, up yours.
There you go.
That's what I'd say to that. Right, now, the next five songs in a row, we're not playing them in a row, don't panic, you'll still get to hear what our lovely voice says, are all from the new Cherry Red 3 CD collection. Called Roots Rock Rebels, When Punk Met Reggae, 1975 to 1982, which was a weird time that we have discussed before, that when punk started, there obviously weren't any punk records because no bands had got anything recorded yet. The punks wanted to go and listen to something that wasn't prog rock. The thing closest to how they felt politically, ironically, and everything else was reggae. So you suddenly found a lot of punks at reggae parties. Hence, Bob Marley later writing Punky Reggae Party. And it was one of the ways that Two Tone got going, because suddenly there was a desire for ska music with a punk attitude. And that's what happened. So that's why, and loads of punk bands had a go at doing reggae songs, some with success, some others not so. So The Clash did White Man in Hammersmith Palais and Police and Thieves and Guns Brixton, two of which feature on this brilliant compilation, and I've tried to avoid all the better known songs that are on it, but I couldn't turn down this first one. I will say now, stay tuned for Graham Parker and Aruma, but first, The Selector, Tony, a band I've seen a couple of times live, but I think absolutely great live, still gigging. They've just lost one of their main Gaps, who has died in the last fortnight. Very sad about that. Another reason to play this now. I'm about to play my favourite The Selector song. What is The Selector's website?
TheSelector.co.uk?
TheSelector.net. And Selector is, it's TheSelector. The Selector spelled it that way. SELECTER.net. Paul the Internet 3, Tony Neal, Station of Graham Parker and Aruma. First up, Too Much Pressure.
Too much pressure.
Pigskin Bus.
You're listening to Guitar Me of One underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Graham Parker and A Rumour and a cracking track called Hey Lord, Don't Ask Me Questions. As covered, I believe, relatively recently by, I think, The Interrupters. I think I saw them do a version of this. Not absolutely sure. What is Graham Parker? Now, it was Graham Parker and quite a few bands down the years. That's a clue. What is Graham Parker's website?
GrahamParker.com.
GrahamParker.net. Close. GrahamParker.net. Point is that for Tony Neil, Hey Lord, Don't Ask Me Questions. That I would say, as you'll notice, it's only just in the reggae zone. It's only just in the punk zone. It's kind of not really either. There was a whole label. Do you remember Stiff Records? Stiff Records had a load of artists that kind of lent themselves more to sort of pub rock, like Madness. Went on to Stiff, didn't they, I think? And but there was also people like Nick Drake and Jonah Louie, and I believe Elvis Costello. He's in that gang, you know what I mean? So they weren't a punk band as such, but they were They were mates with all of them. So, still, 4-0, huh? And that is also on the Cherry Red Roots Rock Rebels 3-CD compilation, When Punk Met Reggae, 1976 to 82. I think it's a 75 to 82 there. As are the next three songs we're playing as well. Each one subtly different from the last, but you know what? They've all got that kind of reggae ska feel to them in some way or other. Did you do anything last week?
So we viewed the house. We still continue our house hunting. We looked at one in Weston, which is, again, off the A1, North Newark kind of way. It was all right. Well, fortunately, the Newark to London train, high speed train, run right past the house, and it was like I think we were out there for 10 minutes. We saw two at least. It's incredibly regular.
Egg boxes. Throw a few on the train line. Once the first one's crashed, they'll stop coming down that way.
It's one of those things. They say, "Oh, you'll get used to it." But you think you probably will, but
yeah, but you don't have to get used to it if you don't want to.
Exactly.
In the between 1980 and 1988, I lived in a street in Hitchin called Tennyson Avenue, and about a quarter of a mile away was a viaduct where the main line train from London to Edinburgh, London to London to Peterborough, London to Cambridge, London to loads of places went by regularly, noisily. And you know what? We did get used to it. I have to say, you stopped hearing it, but it took a couple of years. It wasn't instant.
Yeah, it's like that. So it went,
and it wasn't right by it either. You know, it wasn't.
Yeah, this was the same thing as the front of the house. You had a lane, and then you had the viaduct. So it was raised, and you just can't avoid it.
Yeah, noise.
Noise.
No thanks.
Noise. There was a great electricity pole smack in the middle of the land, so you couldn't build on it.
But also it would mean that with a horsey thing going on, if you had a foal, I'm not saying Mr. Ed would give birth, but if you had a foal being born under a pylon, it could have extra legs, all sorts.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, maybe one of us will get some powers and some mutate. That could be superhero finally.
Exactly. Or just eat it.
Yeah, true. So that's that. And we had the babies, we did a recording, so we I think I spoke about it last week.
Some photos.
Yeah, so at Unified did a 30-minute live recording that is being mixed, and the video, it was filmed, so hopefully that'll turn up either as a thing or as little things. I don't know, but it was alright. It was fine. It was good fun, just tiring in a Wednesday evening. But that was it, really. I think then, and then at the weekend, tiled my bathroom. If I not all of it, just
but you got
bits.
On the tiling, did you? Amazing.
I did, got on the tiling, yeah. Because we had the bathroom, because we started on the bathroom, so we got everything in quick as could. We got the toilet in, got the sink in, got the shower in, and tiled enough. But we never finished the top of the pedestal where the toilet and the sink is. So for years it's been unfinished, and then about 3 months ago we got it finished, so I could tile it. So I finally got around to doing it. It isn't grouted yet, but it's on the wall. So I'm checking that as a win.
It's a start.
Yeah, that's what I thought. 11 years, it's fine. How was it? How was your week?
I've got loads to tell you. Cool. And I'll do it as quickly as I can. So, Friday, I drove down to the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Where I saw the second half of the Scotland-Germany game. I listened to the first half in the car. The Euros have started, which mean I'm on the football for the next month. And it was great to watch Scotland be absolutely blown out of the water by a German team that weren't really fancied going into the tournament. And it was a great way to start the Euros, seeing the Scots get thwacked 5-1. It's like, there were Scottish people saying to me, but why can you, how can an Englishman support Germany? I went, oh, we don't worry about them anymore since we beat them in a major tournament. Not that you know how that feels. No Scottish support the English, so guess what? We're not supporting the Scottish. No. That's it. No. So that was that. I also have now, I couldn't binge watch the whole lot. Only the first three episodes are up of The Boys.
Right.
But the new season of The Boys, I have watched it. It is great. Out the back of the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
I was having a chat with quite a few people that kind of know this show. Some of the guys that listen on a Monday, Big Dan and Little Dan were there from the Heavy Metal podcast. It's called Heavy Metal E, so I never remember what the E is, but it's brilliant anyway. And as I walked out the back, I just heard one of them say, "Oh, seen the boys," and the other said, "Oh, God, it's ruined. They've got all woke." And I thought, if there's one thing that is not going woke, it's the boys, right?
Mm.
But I said, "Why? What's happened?" And they went, "Oh, Frenchie's gone homosexual." And they all go, "Oh, God." I went, whoa, this isn't a problem. Nothing's happened there. They went, "Why not?" I said, "He hasn't gone homosexual. He had a girlfriend. Now he's got a boyfriend. All he is French." Right? Which calmed things down. The reason I was going down there was to see my mum, because my mum had something I wanted.
Mm.
She had a pitchfork, a spade, and a boss-eyed Mona Lisa, which I now have in my possession, and I am not disappointed. My dad's uncle, did I mention this last week?
You did, yeah.
I did. My dad's uncle Ron did his version of the Mona Lisa. It's called a millennial Mona Lisa, which makes me think that he painted it in 2000, but I'm not entirely sure. But it's a wonderful thing that really doesn't look a lot like the Mona Lisa at all. And has got a lazy eye. It's terrific. I love it. Got back home on Saturday night. Had nowhere to park because this street is a nightmare at the weekend. Mm. Had to park my car around the corner, which meant I had to walk up the street with a boss-eyed Mona Lisa, a pitchfork, a spade, and a packet of smoked ham that my mum had insisted I took back. Had my hands full. That's that. Now, I've put down Shelf here, but I don't know why. Don't mind about that. Viator, the people, I'm still trying to get my tour listed properly on their site. They're still playing silly buggers with me. And I will just say that that season 2 of The Traitors US has started, and you can watch it on BBC Three, and I have started watching it, and I've seen the first few, and you know what, it's already brilliant. And what makes me laugh about it is celebrity traitors. They decided to have celebrities in it. The Aussies did the same thing. The only thing is, there weren't any fucking what I would call celebrities in it,
right?
It's all reality TV people and people that have won other shows of that nature. So a couple of people from Big Brother, Housewives of Hoo Ha, it's all that. I cannot call these people celebrities. They become famous for people that don't know what famous people are.
Mm.
I can see no other way around it. Piss me off.
Yeah.
But I'm still really enjoying it, because what's even better than watching some twat get voted out of Traitors is when that twat reckons they're a celebrity. It's terrific. Right. We're from the vaults now with song 5, but you know what? This whole middle section is from the vaults. I'm turning now to a regular, famous British reggae band called Steel Pulse. I didn't know they were big anywhere else, though, Tony.
Okay.
No, but they're doing Glastonbury this year, and then they're doing a big US tour.
Mm.
Amazing. Well done, Steel Pulse. You can find out more about Steel Pulse at their website, which is...
steelpulse.net.
steelpulse.com.
Of course it is.
Point of Internet 5, Tony Neil. This is arguably their best known song from the olden days. I think this must have come out very early 80s, I think. I don't think this was 70s. I think it was at the 82 end of the Cherry Red compilation. But it's another example of the kind of music you can hear on it. This is Ku Klux Klan.
Let me go now. To let me go. war was not them intention. One nigga, the less, the better, the sure. Stand strong, black skin and take your blow. I says the Ku Klux Klan. The Ku Klux Klan. Here to stomp out black man, yeah. I says the Ku Klux Klan. Waiting was hopeless, it was all in vain. The Ku Klux Klan, back again. All and I ball. Them not let me go now. Oh no. One nigga, the less, the better, the sure. Stand strong, black skin and take your blow.
You're listening to Lanzotica 3000 underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Steel Pulse, track called Ku Klux Klan. Classic track by a classic band, can be found on the new J-Red compilation, Roots, Rocks, Rebels. Ask him the next two songs as well. Have you got a gig for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Sack Rishi Sunak.
Yes. If he doesn't sack himself. Yes, thanks for your gigs. If you have a gig for me, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyrager.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, how much is it to watch them play. Is that simple? Let me know your gigs. Otherwise, I've got the next 3 weeks planned already. The gig season has started.
Of course it has.
So
I imagine you'll be mentioning Glastonbury for the people that don't know.
Yes, on them.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Wonder what cunts they've got headlining this year.
Oh, this, yeah. It's appalling.
And that one is especially for Carol in the Duke's Arms.
Enjoy the Coldplay. Mm-mm.
You didn't say hello, Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms. I'll do it twice better. In one show. Three in one show.
You can't say it enough.
Oh. So, this Saturday in Legends in Edinburgh. Headstone Horrors are playing.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, with Buzz Bomb, Voodoo Twins, and Afflicted, and 13 Tombs. Five bands.
Sweet. So,
Headstone Horrors, Buzz Bomb, Afflicted, Voodoo Twins, 13 Tombs.
It's a decent venue as well.
Yeah, starts at 6.
Get out early.
For the 10 p.m. curfew. So, 6 first band, 6:15.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because it's a nightclub.
Ah, right, okay.
So, I should think it's the same sort of... Oh, it was a nightclub. I should think it's the same sort of deal where they get the music on early, then that's wrapped up, and then it goes all crazy nightclubby.
There you go.
That would make sense to me.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, it will be that. So, tickets at £9. So, if you're in Edinburgh on a Saturday night, Headstone Horrors, local band to us.
And I should think that your ticket price includes entry to the club.
Hopefully.
I should think.
It's not, yeah. You'd have thought so, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
yeah, so if anyone goes to it, let us know how it went. Let us know how the discotheque is.
Yes, discotheque.
Discotheque. Yeah, and so
discotheque.
And that's it for gigs.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Discotheque. Two songs in a row now. The last two that we're playing this week from the new Trey Red compilation. I've said enough times now. Roots Rock Rebels. When Punk Met Reggae, 75 to 82 or 76 to 82. I've got a bit of a smudge on the screen. I can't remember now. Stay tuned for the beat. Yeah, we're playing two bands you've heard of now. But first, The Ruts, Tony. Now, The Ruts, best known for Babylon Burning. Their original lead singer, Malcolm Owen, died in 1980.
Wow.
That's a long time ago. But they kept going as Ruts DC for a couple of years, then they split up, then they got back together as Ruts DC, and have been going ever since, with, I think, Segs out of the band as kind of the main man now. And again, it was, I think I was too young to know this, but from what I've been told by slightly older punk rockers, was that at the time, very late 70s, you were either a Clash fan or a Ruts fan.
Right.
But I don't think Ruts fans particularly like Clash fans. I don't think Clash fans minded the other way so much, but I think Ruts thought they were more authentic than the Clash. Who knows? Still, anytime anyone mentions the Ruts to me, I just think of what the fucking fuck are we going to do now? But anyway, here comes some more classic reggae. White man reggae, you know what I mean? Classic white reggae here from the Ruts. Now, I've given you a clue here, but what is the Ruts website?
RutsDC.com.
It is RutsDC.com, Tony. You are on the board. Tony, hey. It's RUTSDC.com. Tony 1, Paulie Bean in step 5. Stay tuned for the beat. Jawa.
The militant join with angry possession. The tension tight with the strain of repression. Young blood boiling, hot with aggression.
Jawa,
fighting, fighting.
Jawa,
a too close frightening. The winds were blowing and stirring up reaction. Militant action, hot heads came in uniform. Thunder and lightning in a violent form.
Jawa,
fighting, fighting.
Jawa,
a too close frightening. The militant join with angry possession. The tension tight with the strain of repression. Young blood boiling hot with aggression.
Jawa,
fighting, fighting.
Jawa,
a too close frightening. Fighting, fighting,
a Jawa,
a too close frightening.
A Jawa,
a fighting, fighting,
a Jawa. Jawa.
Clarence Baker, no troublemaker, said the truncheon came down, knocked him to the ground. See the blood on the streets that day, the blood and the madness. Said the blood on the streets that day. Yeah.
Fighting, fighting,
a Jawa.
Fighting, fighting,
Jawa.
Fighting, fighting,
fighting,
a Jawa.
Fighting, fighting,
too close, fighting,
a Jawa.
A Jawa.
Fighting, fighting.
Tuppy.
You're listening to Mullet Monster Matthew underneath us this week. Thanks for doing such a great job with Bed Street, Tony.
That's okay.
Stuttered into that one a bit, didn't I? That was the beat. Stand Down Margaret, but not the track you'd maybe be more familiar with, but the dub version called, imaginatively, Stand Down Margaret Dub. And I'll just say right now that we had a chat before the show started when I said, why would I have put with the SCs? Who are SCs? And you worked it out. In August this year, The Beats are doing a gig with Stray Cats, and it will be amazing. But I can't remember which version it is, but I think it's in the States. And if it is, it will be the version of The Beat that decamps to the United States and became known as the English Beat, because there's already a band in the States called The Beat, and that band is fronted by Dave Wakeling, the original lead singer. However, The Beat, who are the band that kept going in England, were fronted by Ranking Roger until his death. He's now been replaced by his son, Ranking Jr., who is a brilliant frontman. They are a separate entity entirely, and the two are not friends. You remember Gene Loves Jezebel doing the same thing? They are the fallout.
Okay, right.
It's like that. So basically, they are both the same band doing the same songs, but there's different lineups. Same with UB40, in fact.
They're falling out, aren't they?
Yeah. So, and interestingly, The B and UB40 are from Birmingham. What I'm saying is, Brummies, just make it up with each other.
Yeah,
it does mean that the beat, and I'll play that track because it is fitting for now, because that was obviously an anti-Tory number, Stand Down Margaret. And when I saw the beat, when Tony Blair was in power in this country, so that's going back a bit, when they did Stand Down Margaret, they finished by going, Stand Down Tony.
Oh.
Stand Down Tony, Stand Down, please, Stand Down Tony. And you know what? Every single person in the room cheered. Because you know what? It turns out we were a bit sad then as well. But it does mean there's two websites for the beat. One for the American version, one for the British version. First of all, the David Wakeling-fronted version in the States. What's their website?
Englishbeat.com?
I'm sorry. It's Englishbeat.net. Oh. Point of the internet, 621. You got the chance for a bonus point here. What is the beat, the English version, what is the beat's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheBeatOfficial.
Facebook.com/TheBeat. Oh. T-H-E-B-A-T. Which makes it, I'm afraid, Paulie B and the internet 7, Tony 1. Oh dear. Are you doing anything this week? Oh, and that concludes our cherry red bit of this week's show. But I'm sure you'll agree, it was worth it. Are you doing anything this week?
So I've got alcohol practice Wednesday, two sleeps to go, two practices to go until the gig. So that'd be that. Probably another sleeping, maybe another house viewing if we can. Work's improving, which is good. After falling off a cliff, firing everyone, and having a bit of a breakdown, it's all kind of like coming good again now.
Oh, good.
So just
good.
Busy with that. And then finishing the tiling. I think that's it. No babies this weekend.
Well, you've been busy with it, to be fair.
Yeah. So, yeah, lots of little bits and pieces. Busy. What are you up to?
I watch your football. Loads of football. Yeah. Loads and loads of football, including England v Denmark, 5 p.m. Thursday.
Thursday.
Or come on, England. Yeah, so that's that. And also, I will be seeing how famous I have become in Sutton in Nashville. Because on Takeover Radio, a local youth radio station in Sutton in Nashville, up the road from us, this song that I did, we played it on air, I think, probably, my version of Needles and Pins, an England win about the England football team, has been played on that radio station this week. So I imagine I'll be answering a lot of fan mail.
Well, they can follow it up with some songs from the streaming monstrosity that is the Songs in the Key of Death, which I listened to today.
It's all right, isn't it?
It's great.
It's a good album.
It's really good.
And by that, I don't mean I'm brilliant. It was very well recorded, wasn't it?
I forgot that Marbles did it.
Marbles did some of it, yeah.
It sounds great.
Yeah.
But
I hadn't listened to it for a long time, and you know what? I am blowing my own trumpet, but I actually thought, you know what, it stands up as a proper album, and it's funny.
Yeah.
No, I can't argue with that. Well done, mate.
Married men are more willing to die
are more prepared to die is one of the greatest ballads of all time, Tony.
It's great. I hadn't heard a lot of it. So yeah,
a fantastic country number. It's up there with Dolly's I Will Always Love You. That's it. What was weird about it, when I found it, because I didn't know those things were there, you know, I didn't know they'd been put on Spotify. It was all uploaded by CD Baby.
Yeah.
Who I imagine thought, we don't sell CDs anymore, let's just bung all this stuff up there, and if they get enough streaming, I imagine they'll get some back. Well, obviously, Songs in the Key of Death, the classic 2012 album by me, has not taken off. But what was weird was, of the 12 plus 4 bonus tracks on it, of the 16 tracks on it, the one that's been played the most is I Blame Pan Airs, which I would think is one of the least likely ones on the album. The way the rest of them are, in fact, titled, that wouldn't have been the one I'd have gone for first.
No.
Anyway, I Blame Pan Airs. I don't know whether I've ever played that on the show. Maybe we'll find room for I Blame Pan Airs. Who knows? I think that one's had 197 views.
Right, okay.
None of them have done very well. But anyway, so that's all that I'm doing this week. So shall we instead hear from the Dogmatics?
Sure.
Great idea. They are by Rambar Records. They are from the Boston area, as far as I can remember. They've got a new single out, which we're about to play right now. And they've also, because they were a band from years gone by that got back together and all that, and are now having loads of fun, they've now got a new film about them, The Dogmatics. You know what it's called, Tony?
The Dogmatics film?
It's a documentary.
Oh, nice.
It's a documentary. What is The Dogmatics website?
TheDogmatics.com.
It is TheDogmatics.com. TheDogmatics. Not to be confused with the little dog in the Asterix books, who is Dogmatix. You get an entirely different thing there. It does make it Tony 2, probably being instead 7, and this is Summertime. To the Fusilis underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Dogmatics, a track called Summertime. Find out more, thedogmatics.com. I started laughing because, as I have mentioned before, when I make this show, I sit effectively in my front window, like a 50 euro prosy by a Dutch canal, right? And I haven't mentioned this before. I didn't think it was right to. But there's a real big fat bloke lives up the street from me. I don't like him, but I think he's alcoholic, because every week we're making this show, I'll see him rolling down the hill past my house to the off license at the bottom of the road. And then about 15 minutes later, because it takes him a while to get back up, he comes back up with a bag of tins, bag of cans of the heart, and he's just done it again. And actually, when he stopped outside my house, the little tease, he sort of lifted his t-shirt up to wipe, to kind of waft himself a bit, because he's got a sweat on walking up the hill with his beer. And I saw a bit more of him than I wanted to. Fortunately, he didn't look around, because he would have come knocking on the door to have a bit of this, Tony.
Giving you a bit of a shell.
Well, I don't know about that. I was thinking more that he'd pay me for sex because I'm in the front window, you know, but never mind.
Oh, okay.
Hey. Thanks for keeping up.
No, it was too lost in the imagery of his sweaty belly.
He is not worth thinking about. And I can tell you now, he's not going to ever be listening to this show.
Okay,
goodbye.
Because I should think he sold his radio for a couple of tins of Polish lager.
Possibly.
I say radio like we're on it. Anyway, have you got a twat?
I do.
Let's hear the thing. Shiny elbows.
Shiny elbows indeed. Thanks for your twat nominations. If you have a twat for me, don't forget, do email me. Tony@punkyrage.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. Or twat's even thanks. Every day I respond to. Steve's been back in touch, so we're back on form. We're back running. And he says, hey, Tolo Tony, this may be a controversial is a twat nomination. Riverside County, California's Sheriff Chad Bianco.
He's in great name, by the way. What's your name, Paul? What's your name? Chad Bianco.
Bianco. He's endorsing Donald Trump for president because he's tired.
Of course, he's called Chad.
Chad Bianco. Because he's tired of elected officials not caring about the law, Bianco implied that he was done fighting against the tide and trying to enforce the laws, and thus switching teams and instead endorsing a convicted criminal in Trump.
I think
it's time that instead of letting them out of jail and giving them alcohol and drugs and everything else, I think it's time we put a felling in the White House, Bianco said. So he thinks Chad Bianco, sheriff of Riverside
Chad
County,
Bianco.
Is a twat for endorsing the Fed Donald Trump, but you and Paul may have another opinion.
No, I quite like the idea of having a felon in the White House for the simple reason it makes our own election a bit less crazy.
This is true.
You look at what's going on around the world, and we suddenly seem utterly sensible.
We seem to be bucking a somewhat of a trend, don't we? But then again...
Although we haven't found yet whether Keir Starmer is a shoplifter.
No, this is true. He's stolen my heart, though.
Oh, Tony, you're so romantic.
I'd flash him my belly. Mine.
He sounds like Zippy, and so does the Shadow Chancellor. She sounds like Zippy as well. I've said this before, though. They're from the same part of the world. I'm George. Are you pathetic? He's got a big head, hasn't he?
Yes.
He's got a big thick neck and a big head, Sir Keir Starmer. You know, Tony Blair was a far bigger fella than you really realise. When you looked at him, when you saw it, he had those kind of slopey shoulders like, what's his face? Famous actor. Tom Hardy.
Okay, right.
Blair's got those kind of slopey shoulders. But then you look at his arms and legs, he's got, really fat legs, don't you, Blair?
Did he?
Really fat legs, yeah. Ooh. And Sir Keir Starmer is a bit of a unit. And when you see him standing next to fucking Sunak just looks like a 5-year-old kid. Barking at him.
I think that's anybody next to Sunak though, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'd love to see if the two of them had a proper debate and got in a proper row, and Sunak went to throw one at Sir Keir, and he just kind of plonked his hand on top of his head and held him at arm's length. So I think you could do it with Sunak windmilling, giving it a windmill, and him just standing there and get away from me, you little tits. But yes, of course it's fine to twat Chad.
Okay.
Hack him.
So for endorsing the felon, Donald Trump, Chad Bianco, sheriff of Riverside County,
is a twat. Chad Bianco.
Chad Bianco.
Well, for the name.
Yeah.
Let's see the thing again.
Dirty knees indeed.
One last track this week. You know what? I fucked up, Tone.
Have you? Why?
Thank all the speed of sound. I fucked up twice, in fact. It's like I must have found these websites in a rush, Tony.
Okay.
Because the speed of sound's website is apparently exactly the same as the Dogmatics.
Okay.
I'll find it out in just a second. How I've primarily fucked up here is that we got sent the new single by the speed of sound, which I think is called Mind Palace, right?
Hmm.
And then I think I've got this right. And then I actually downloaded the whole album and decided I really like the first track, West Wind, so we're playing that instead. I think that's how I've screwed this up. But I'm going to try and talk while I'm looking for the Speed of Sound's website. Let's see if I can do that. Now, this might take me a second. I didn't expect this bit to be really quick, but you know, you can't have everything, can you?
No, there's the Euros match. France is just about, well, just kicked off, I think.
Yes,
it's all right. France, though, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah. I expect the Austrians to thrash them.
Do you?
I'm going to tell you about the speed of sound. What I'm looking for. Formed in 1989 with a prehistory dating back to the day Andy Warhol died in 1987, Manchester indie rock stroke power pop outfit The Speed of Sound present Mind Palace, an upbeat track that's off their new album. And the album is called A Cornucopia Minerva. I'm ignoring all of that because I'm a tit. And I am instead playing the opening track on it, which I just heard first. I thought, well, that's brilliant. I'm playing that. Let's see if I can find a website for them. And I think I can. Oh, yes, I can. What is the Speed of Sound's website?
speedofsoundband.com.
It's the speedofsounduk.com, which sounds like a local thing to us, really, because it says Speed of Sound Duck. speedofsounduk.com, making it Paulie B and the internet 9 Tony 1. Is that right, or was it 8-2?
It was 7-2 last time, so
8-2, that's the thrashing. I think this is a great song. I think this is a great band. They're also ones that could have qualified from the vaults, but this is new material. My apologies that I'm not playing the single. As we all know by now, I am losing my faculties. This is West Wind. That's about the size of it for this week. That was The Speed of Sound and West Wind. And you never know, we might even play the new single Mind Palace. Who knows? Maybe you can mention one or two ways people can listen to this show.
Yeah, don't forget, visit our website, punkyrager.com. Latest shows on the front page. All the shows are online. Do check it out if you can. You can find us online at various stations like padunkradio.com, radioanders.se, radiofolkson.com. And if you're down with a fi, you can find us on the Spotify.
So Spotify.
app, be in the podcast section. Also, Amazon Music in their podcasts thang. And if you got yourself an Alexa, you can get the Punky Radio skill for Alexa. Go to the skill store, search Punky Radio, download it. It's free. Thanks to Poco for that. And then, you know, in between the football, Alexa can play some Punky Radio. That's what we're saying.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.
But you can't.